que huayra kuna chay muka kay Puerto Rico nación manta pacha pay kuna sutik mi calle 13 y las patas vemos taquita pomanchis chay taque sutik mi Latinoamérica uyari kusanchis
Cancunapa.
Soy lo que dejaron, soy toda la sobra de lo que se robaron, un pueblo escondido en la cima, mi piel es de cuero, por eso...
Hola, soy Paola Marizán. Bienvenidos a nuestro bilingual podcast, ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.
Soy el desarrollo en carne viva, un discurso político sin saliva. Las caras más bonitas que he conocido, soy la fotografía de un desaparecido, la sangre dentro de tus...
This season, we're staying on top of two major topics, the census and the 2020 elections. En nuestro primer episodio, we talked about why the census was important y cómo todo esto se conecta con las elecciones. In our segundo episodio, our contributor Emily Hunsberger from Tertulia Podcast talked to Pete Vargas about his plan to identify as indigenous on the census y acerca de cómo cuando era pequeño he was listed as white in official documents. In this episodio, our co-producer Maria Thomas and I thought we would dive right into the census. So we decided to fill it out. According to the Census Bureau Media Specialist Tim Suarez, it should be fácil.
It's a very simple form. There are 10 questions on the form. It's not intrusive and won't take long to complete.
Y como nosotros, many millennials haven't filled the census out either. So for this episodio, we'll fill out the census sample questionnaire we found on the census.gov website. All right, let's start.
Let's get to it. Now, full disclosure, Maria and I haven't looked at this census paperwork.
Right.
So this will be our first time looking at it. There's some guidelines before question number
right.
one.
So the census must also include people without a permanent place to live. So if someone who does not have a permanent place to live is staying here on April 1st, count that person.
Yeah, and I know in previous episodes we addressed the question of people who were homeless mm-hmm. and how the census is really trying to count everyone, including them, and people who don't have a permanent address.
Yep. The Census Bureau also conducts counts in institutions and other places, so do not count anyone living away from here, either at college or in the armed forces. Do not count anyone in a nursing home, jail, prison, detention facility, etc. on April 1st. All right, now to question one. How many people were living or staying in this house, apartment, or mobile home on April 1st?
Okay. So after answering questions about the number of people living in that house, your phone number, name, sex, edad, fecha de nacimiento, we got to the identity questions about ethnicity, place of origin, and race.
Have you found your box yet?
No.
So
and
you're
this
not
is
white.
People from the Caribbean. We're uh-huh. a mixture of other people that came to the islands or either migrated there or were brought there against their will. Mm-hmm. And yes, I am talking about slaves. And so, you know, I know my grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, she was a native Dominican. So she was a Taina. She was from the tribes of the Caribbean. And then my great-great-grandfather was Spanish from Spain. Mm-hmm. And I've talked about this before. So I am two or more races.
We're not even going to get into my ancestry.
I know. Like, I mean, Maria was born in Germany.
Right. I was born to both my parents are American citizens, so I'm American. So that simplified it for me. But then it's like, so my mom and her siblings took a DNA test this year or last year, and it was really interesting to see what we were. Like, we're German because someone from Germany came here. And then they had slaves, and then they had children with one of the slaves. So I'm part German, and I was born in Germany, which is just a coincidence. And then I'm obviously some type of African.
Yeah. So even when it comes to, like, you know, talking about your lineage and where you come from or, you know, back and back and back and back in the day, I mean, are you even sure, you know, of
this is what we just, I can simplify it down to African-American, because I'm descended from African slaves and then some other people.
Yeah.
Unknown, mostly.
See, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that I'm a little bit frustrated about, is I don't know. But, you know, we definitely want to end this episode on a high note.
We got options.
After you answer tu información, it asks you to do the same for everyone else viviendo en esa casa. Como puedes ver, the census can be confusing for some, pero cuando le añades misinformation, it can get a lot trickier. El censo has made an effort to fight against misinformation on social media, and it got plenty of attention.
The Census Bureau wants your help to fight off rumors about next year's big count. There are about 4 months left until the official start of the 2020 census, and the Bureau is anticipating confusion, especially after a long controversy over a now-blocked question on citizenship. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has the story.
At a time of rising misinformation and disinformation, especially on social media, the Census Bureau has set up a new email address, rumors@census.gov.
Once somebody emails into that box,
this is the Census Bureau's Assistant Communications Director, Stephen Buckner.
We have a team that is taking a look at that information, researching it and verifying it, and then if it is gaining
that enough traction, that was NPR Census reporter Hansi Lo Wang for All Things Considered. Like him, otros medios como Associated Press and ABC reportaron la noticia. This is the first time the census fights misinformation in esta magnitud. For them, the spreading of false information can mean people won't answer the census. The Census Bureau is asking the public to email them with any rumors they hear about the upcoming 2020 census. One of the questions they reported being asked was if non-citizens will be counted on the census. Eso fue algo de lo que hablamos en previous episodes. Yes, undocumented people will be counted on the census. The citizenship question will not be on it.
Our goal is to count every single person living in the United States.
That was Tim Swarns again. Él dice que el goal es contar a todo el que vive en Estados Unidos. This year, you can fill out the census online, over the phone, o, como tradicionalmente se ha hecho en el pasado, by mail. Este censo, make sure you or your parents have all the information to fill out your census form because your count matters. En este episodio decidimos usar la canción Latinoamérica by artist Calle 13 featuring Toto La Mampocina, Susana Baca y María Rita. This song talks about Latin American pride, how the land is pure, the immigrant labor is for consumerism, and how no one can buy our happiness. I think the first time I heard this song, I tear up because it's so powerful, and it reminded me of my abuelita, who was a campesina, how she represented el Caribe and indigenous pride. Gracias por acompañarnos.
Soy Maria Thomas.
Y yo, Paola Marisan.
And this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.
Tengo mis dientes pa' cuando me sonrío, la nieve que maquilla mis montañas. Tengo el sol que me seca y la lluvia que me baña, un desierto embriagado con peyote, un trago de pulque.